Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Literally, President Trump wrote the art of the deal. He knows how to negotiate, and I believe if we will trust the process, he will be able to negotiate a peace deal for both countries.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen says he's confident President Donald Trump can broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. Administration officials, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio, are set to meet with Russian negotiators in Saudi Arabia. Neither Ukraine or the European Union will be represented. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says they won't accept any peace deal reached without them.
So I will never accept any decisions between the United States and Russia about Ukraine. Never. And our people, never.
The White House says granting the U.S. rights to Ukraine's large deposits of earth minerals could sway American favor. The minerals are used in consumer electronics, electric vehicles, and military hardware. Trump has also cited them as a reason for taking control of Greenland. A Republican-controlled House committee voted on party lines to advance a budget resolution, though it may not have the votes to reach the Senate. It could increase the deficit by $500 billion over 10 years, including new spending on defense and the border. But at least two moderate House Republicans say they oppose its cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and food benefits to pay for extending high-income tax cuts. According to the Immigration Policy Tracking Project, the Trump administration has already taken 130 actions on immigration. Mary Poole with the Refugee Resettlement Agency in Montana says advocates are scrambling to keep up.
This rapid removal of humanitarian protections, that's one thing that's really scary for folks. Many people came here through this new legal pathway way that Biden created, and it might just be deemed null and void.
Two immigration bills are also advancing at the Montana legislature. One would require police to check and report someone's immigration status during any lawful stop. The other would let the state bring criminal charges against anyone in immigrant detention, previously treated as a civil issue. Minnesota Democratic Senator Tina Smith's decision not to run for re-election may clear a path for governor and VP candidate Tim Walz, but it comes after Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters also said he won't seek another term. Finally, Democrats are calling for New York Governor Kathy Hochul to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office after the Justice Department dropped charges against him. Several federal prosecutors resigned to protest a move Hochul says was deeply corrupt.
This is unbelievably unprecedented for the Department of Justice in Washington to interfere in this way. You look at what happened here. This is not supposed to happen in our system of justice.
Adams did not attend the weekend's annual legislative caucus in Albany, but at a Queen's Church appearance said he's not going anywhere. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.